Clarion Books and Harper Audio present The Dark Skies Mystery, a World War II thriller by Darren R. Hicks, performed by Alex Knox. Henry's feet hit dirt, and he stumbled and fell onto the hard-packed road. He looked back. He could see the men sprinting toward him, silhouetted by the headlights of their own car. He had nowhere to run. There was a loud crack of wood as the thick timbers gave way. And then suddenly, it was all gone. The car, the trestle, and the men. Henry screamed into the darkness.
Prologue. 9:30 p.m. Wednesday, January 7th, 1942. Union Station, Washington, D.C. The snow fell in thick sheets. It covered everything and froze instantly in the 14-degree weather. Even with a thick wool coat and heavy boots, Julius Dixon felt as if his ears and nose would fall off at any moment. Every frigid gust stung like a thousand tiny needles poking into his cheeks. He gripped the clipboard in his right hand as tight as he could, hoping to draw some small bit of warmth from the effort. "Get it together," Dixon told himself. He had a job to do, and now was not the time nor the place to start complaining. As a major in the United States Army, he had spent his fair share of time in inhospitable climates. This was no different. He could put up with a little cold. His country was counting on him. He had a mission to complete. Dixon stood beneath a massive stone arch and stared out into the snow and darkness. He knew that somewhere in that darkness was the United States Capitol. The dome of the Capitol was enormous. Made of cast iron, it towered 288 feet above the ground, with a diameter of 135 feet. Under normal circumstances, the dome would have been lit, a beacon visible across the city. But the Capitol was a target, and the less visible it was at night, the better. Although the symbolism of cutting off the lights on one of the most recognizable buildings in the United States made Dixon uncomfortable, he understood the reason. The possibility of enemy planes overhead could not be ignored. The massive stone building behind Dixon was usually bustling with people. Tens of thousands of commuters passed beneath the entrance arches every day. They headed off to all points in the country, and they arrived from all points. But tonight was different. For at least a couple of hours, the station was quiet and virtually empty. Only a handful of people, carefully selected by Dixon, had access to it. The lights had been extinguished, but not for the same reasons as at the Capitol. He glanced back toward the Great Hall. The only light came from several flashlights moving about quickly in the darkness. Suddenly, one of the doors leading into the hall opened. Another flashlight emerged. He could hear the sharp clip of leather soles echo through the stone passageway. It was a young woman in military dress. She saluted as she approached. "Major Dixon," she said. "I double-checked our guest list. Everyone's on board." Dixon nodded. He looked down at his watch, the luminous dials cutting through the darkness, to confirm that it was time. He had already checked the guest list, but it never hurt to have someone confirm what he already knew. These types of operations did not allow for mistakes. It was time to complete his mission. He had 16 hours to deliver his guests to their new home. He hoped they would be safe there. Part 1. Who, what, and where, by what help, and by whose, why, how, and when, do many things disclose? Thomas Wilson, 1524 to 1581, The Art of Rhetoric. Chapter 1. 5:59 p.m.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?